Audio Guide Ensiola Lighthouse. The lighthouse was opened on the 15th of August 1870. The original project was drawn up by the civil engineer Emile Poe in 1863 with a total budget of 52,600 with 938 escudos. Cristóbal Sampol was the contractor. It has a nominal range of 19 nautical miles, with a light pattern consisting of 3 white flashes every 15 seconds. The tower stands 21 meters tall, and the focal plane is situated at 121 meters above sea level. Although building work terminated in 1868, the lighthouse did not start operating until 1870 due to a delay in the manufacture of the optic. Most lighthouses in the Balearic Islands tended to use optics of French manufacture, with the exception of Ensiola and Punta Grossa on Ibiza, who purchased their optic from Great Britain. In 1929, a new lens was installed, taking advantage of 6 of the 12 original panels for the new rotary system set in a mercury flotation bath. In September 1936, the anarchists who had occupied Cabrera detained the 2 lighthouse keepers and transferred them to Menorca in 2 Republican submarines. The lighthouse was abandoned for 2 years. At the end of the 1970s, the tower was painted in its characteristic red and white diamond pattern. In 1971, the old petrol generator was replaced by a modern acetylene gas system. At the same time, the permanent staff were taken off the island, with the light being maintained by regular visits by technicians from the lighthouses at Porto Colom and Cap Salinas. Other navigational aids in the area of the archipelago of Cabrera include Naforadada Lighthouse and the beacons at Yebech and Sacrehueta.